Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the role being played by some women in empowering their colleagues. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The U.S. presidential race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump remains tight. But Harris has opened a sizable lead over Trump among one group of voters, women, who vote at higher rates than men, as VOA's Dora Mekau reports. Harris's late entry into the race widened the political party's gender gap.
Since 1984, more women than men have voted in U.S. presidential elections. And, for the most part, more of them vote for Democrats than vote for Republicans. Vice President Kamala Harris's sudden entry into the race, following President Joe Biden's July withdrawal, appears to have fired up this voting bloc.
We have seen a pretty significant shift across a lot of different demographics, but with women in particular, who are now much more likely to vote for the Democrat at the top of the ticket than they were when it was Biden.
This election year, roughly one in five women say abortion rights is their key issue. In 2022, Supreme Court justices nominated by then-President Donald Trump helped eliminate constitutional rights to an abortion. Trump wants each state to decide abortion laws. Harris wants federal legislation to protect reproductive freedom nationwide.
She's trying to create a world where people all have their rights to their own decisions, their bodies, their choices, women's rights.
She's for the people, which is the middle class, which I am middle class, and the laws about women's rights.
Among female voters, the latest poll suggests that Harris leads Trump by anywhere from 9 to 13 points.
She gained a lot of younger women who, independents, nonpartisan voters under the age of 50, many of them under 40, who really got excited by her candidacy.
Black women are a lot more likely to vote for Harris now, Hispanic women. So, you know, as we have seen her do better with a lot of these specific racial demographics or educational demographics, we have seen with women that is really where that shift is coming from.
Male voters favor Trump by anywhere from 5 to 9 points, depending on the poll.
First, her being the candidate is horrific to me because, first of all, she's not prepared to be president.
For months, we would barely ever see Joe Biden, and all of a sudden, Kamala Harris is the nominee for the Democratic Party when she was never nominated in the first place. She came out of nowhere.
The gender gap persists among young voters in Gen Z, where a majority of men under the age of 27 favor Trump, according to pollster David McLennan.
There has been an increase in terms of the admiration of some Gen Z young men for, you know, swagger. It's very much a macho punch him in the face kind of thing.
McLennan says young men are politically socialized by online sources, where they often see and hear unflattering opinions about female leaders.
So they believe that women can't make the tough decisions if the United States were to go to war or face international crisis. They don't believe that women have the ability to make the tough call.
White women were key to Trump's victory in 2016. He also won a majority of white women in 2020. In this race, the latest polls show Harris and Trump statistically tied among white women. Dora McQuar, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Dora. Zimbabwean women are embarking on projects aimed at empowering other women. Some Zimbabwean women based in America, Canada, and Zimbabwe met in Washington, D.C. recently for the Christian Fellowship International and showcased their businesses. One of the women who showcased her business was Farai Machina, the chief executive officer of Zim U.S. Collective Credit Union. Studio 7's Evans Zininga spoke to Machina on her project.
The Federal Credit Union Project is a project by Zimbabweans for Zimbabweans. And it actually originated from a group of collective Zimbabweans, which is now called the Zim US Family Collective. And this is a group of Zimbabweans that had a vision for investment. And one of the projects that was selected as an investment vehicle is building a federal credit union for ourselves to set a solid foundation financially that can actually sustain us for generations to come. But that concept is actually inspired by the immigration story. We all have in common the immigration story from Zimbabwe to U.S. and the struggles that we endured trying to establish ourselves financially, whether you're coming as a student, you're coming as a spouse of a student or a spouse of a worker, or you're a child. There's so many challenges in the details of our lives that are centered around finances, and we decided we needed to bridge that gap by building a financial institution that serves those gaps better than any standard traditional bank within the United States that may not relate to our story as the moment coming into the USA. So we actually have a collective group of over 500 people that are on board for this project, and it's being led by 9 people, myself included, to try to get us established and formed in the United States under the United States government. It will actually currently under review formation for next year.
That's quite an interesting story. Now, who stands to benefit out of this? Who is invited to be a player? How is that working out?
Everyone is invited to be a player. I know I mentioned that this is a project by Zimbabweans for Zimbabweans, but we're going beyond that because our immigration story transcends our country by itself. There's so many Africans migrating over to the United States that have a similar story. So we're inviting everybody, not just Zimbabweans, but anyone who's a Zimbabwean ally. And the best way to do that is to join the Zim US Family Collective, which is a non-profit organization that you can join, and once you have membership, it's free. Once you have membership, you can now participate in the Federal Credit Union project.
So people that do not know about this, people that would like to know more, where do they find all this information?
The best place to go would be visiting our website, of course, which is www.ziminvestmentgroup.com. ZimUSFamilyInvestmentGroup.com. That's a pretty big domain name, but you can find us on Instagram under ZimUSFamilyCollective, or simply go on Google ZimUSFamilyCollective. You're going to find us. You're going to find everything about the projects we're working on, what we're doing next, what's going on right now, and you'll be able to join our WhatsApp group as well if you like being on WhatsApp. We have a lot of engagement there as well.
That day was Sarai Machina, the Chief Executive Officer of Zim US Collective Credit Union. She spoke to Studio 7's Evans Zininga. Zininga also spoke to Wadzana Kwada, a young gospel singer.
I originally come from Zimbabwe.
All right. And what brings you to the USA?
My whole family just moved here. So I decided, let me follow my family and try and see what it's like being in the United States.
And why are we at CFI 2024?
We're at CFI, again, to meet God and to see what this year has in store for us. I'm fully, fully aware of the vision of CFI, and I can't wait to commit to it.
Awesome. Now we're going to drift into your music story. We understand you are producing artists, gospel. I find it interesting. Why gospel and why now?
Okay, so basically my whole life has just been in love with God. I mean, who isn't? Who cannot be in love with God just with the things that he's done for us, who he is, and being our creator and all that? So I love to sing, like, just as a passion, and a lot of my music always usually delves into singing about God, and that's the why.
What projects have you worked on? Anything we can talk about?
Yes, I had a song that I did in 2022. It was called God of the Impossible. It was a great song. I really liked it. It came from my heart. But I'm still working on more projects, and I'm hoping that this year specifically I'm going to be able to release a few more songs so that people can get to know me.
That was Wazanai Mukwada, a young gospel singer, speaking to Studio 7's Evans Zininga on the sidelines of CFI. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Ms. Comfort Dondo of Minnesota African Women Against Violence, Pumulani, and Ms. Ekenia Chifamba, the director of Shamwari Yemwanasikana. Tutanga nemi amai chifamba ze Shamwari Yemwanasikana. Mugati sana nguro kuti zvirongwa zvipi zvamuri kuita kumusha uku zviri kubatsira vanasikana.
Waita ko marvelous. Kuno uku kumusha. Tiri kushanda nevanasikana vedu vechidiki. Ndofunga tiri kuzviziva kuti gore rino iri. Kuno kumusha kune nzara. Tasanganawo nenyaya dziri kubata vamwe pasiro zveclimate change hadzina kutisiya. Dziri kuita kuti vana vasikana vakawanda va. Tiri kuona kuti mumapepanhau shondo rino manga muchibuda nyaya dzezvema thousands evasikana. Kaiwo four vakabata pamwe vakatadza kunge vachipfuurira mberi nechikoro nekuendera mberi neupenyu. Zviri kubva zvaita kuti nyaya dzekubatikana nekutambudzika kwevanasikana kuenderere mberi nekuti vanenge vakuda kuchengeta ivo nevana vavo vavari kubara. Isusu seshamwari yemwanasikana tine tsika rinotarisa nyaya dzekubata kwezvemawo. Tatiri kutanga kudzidzisa vanasikana vachiri vadiki vari pamakore gumi pavanosangana mune atinoti madandaro mavanenge vari uye mamwe acho tinoaita papoto dzemumhepo. Tiri kudzidzisa vana zvinhu zvekuti vazive kuti chinonzi kuchengetedza mari chii, mari inowanikwa tichishandisa sei, uyezve ndechipi zvatinogona kuita kubvira tiri makore madiki. Vamwe vacho vanotogadzira mabhidhi chaiwo, vamwe vacho vanoita zvekusona mapedzi atinoti mareusable sanitary pedzi. Asi havachangoiti mapedzi wayo chete, takutoita aine zvese zvakakwana nesipo dzacho nematoothpaste nei avanoti pachirungu madignity kiti. Asi takaitirwa rombo rakanaka nekuti tine vanotibatsira vakawanda titarurira zvirongwa zvekuti tisaite mabasa emaoko aya angori pachinhambo chidiki asaitwe pachinhambo chihombe. Ndofunga makaona tishondo rakapera takanga tine vechinese embassy.
Regai ndipindire ipapo kuti muri kushanda sei neembassy iyi yekuchina.
So vekuchinese embassy marvelous vakatiparurira chirongwa chekuchengeta huku dzechibhoyi kwaseke kune one stop empowerment center yedu ichange ichizogara vasikana vanombunikidzwa tange yapera. Vari kuti vakatiparira zvakare chirongwa chekutigadzirira chibhorani chedu chakanga chabiwa zvikwanisiro zvakada semasolar lights nemapump zvekuti tinge tichiita kurima kwezvinokasika kuchikohwewa kuti zvinokwanisa kutengeswa vasikana vaye vaye vanisina vavo vachikwanisa kuchengeta vana vavo uyezve kuti ivo vagokwanisa kudzokera kuchikoro. Asi havasirivo vega vakatiparisira. Tine zvimwe zvezvirongwa zvatiri kuita kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai sekwamurewa kwatakaparurirwawo sevamwe vanotibatsira kudai sana joint embassy vakaita zvakare kuti tichengetewo huku nekusona iwo matanga tichataura uyezve kurima nekuti takaisirwa zvibhorani izvizvo kuti vanasikana varambe vachibatsirika tidembure uwandu hwevana vatiri kuzoona vakamira mumigwagwa usiku vachimbunyikidzwa uwandu hwevana iye zvino mwedzi uno handitiri kutaura nenyaya dzevanhu vano commita masuicide tichazoita nguva yakadaro nekuti vanenge vashaya pekutangira.
Thank you so much. We now cross over to you, Ms. Comfort Dondo. Can you tell us a little bit about your program? We hear that you've got exciting news for women out there.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you to my sister who is doing some amazing work on the motherland in Zimbabwe. We really commend the work that you're doing. So our program, Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence, is actually, we have a few exciting things, including the office of the Senator Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith. They just funded us a little bit over $1 million for us to be able to, for the first time, purchase space. So a multi-use building, which women will use for learning skills, for doing, for starting their small businesses. We are also partnering with a Zimbabwean sister who is based out of Texas, Mrs. Maria Mbanga Mazimavi, who is a financier and her background is in investing. We are shifting and creating another program called the Diaspora African Women Venture. We are bringing together, we actually have already brought together different investors from both Mrs. Maria's circle and my circle. The reason why we are focusing on economic empowerment or economic justice is because we have realized that without a woman's empowerment economically, it is always hard for her to make the decisions that stick to her values. So we are really pivoting instead of reacting to violence that has happened. We are being proactive in actually preventing the violence. And this year into 2025, our main focus is on the economics. So those are the few things, yeah.
So is there any way that you could perhaps also work with people like Ms. Kenya Chifamba here in some of those projects?
Absolutely. So we are right now in the building phase, and I would love to connect with her even after. We are planning, but the goal is to plan to raise enough funding that allows us to invest in small businesses, small entrepreneurs. So the women who are selling, you know, vegetables, the women who are doing small-scale farming to help upscale their businesses, both the women in the diaspora here, but also, as they say, the heart is home. So my heart is always in Zimbabwe, trying to impact the women on the ground in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Ms. Chifamba, tell us a little bit more, because I've been seeing you posting on social media some of the progress that you've made, and also is there room for you to be also joining other women like Ms. Dondo here so that you can work together in some of these projects?
So, marvelous. Thank you so much, and I think it's also great connecting with Comfort and knowing the great work that she's doing also to fully empower and develop young women and girls. There are more projects that we are doing as we are in almost five provinces in Zimbabwe. I know I've mentioned the other projects like Big Mix Kids that we're doing, market gardening, and those who are doing bead making and others as well. We have also engaged even corporate companies to come on board to also support these initiatives.
And and what has been the response of the corporate companies from your request?
So far, we have received a response from NetOne, CBZ, with regards to some proposals that we have shared. And our hope is not just for us to do, you know, businesses that are community-based, but also to set up businesses that these women and girls can actually get registered and also them within their communities and areas where they are residing. And that's why we have also committed to coming up with a whole toolkit on entrepreneurship, which includes them at the end of the day being certified and teaching them also about digital marketing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Coming back to you, Ms. Dondo, you facilitated the coming into America of a burn victim, acid burn victim, Ms. Primrose Ruocha. What's her progress so far?
Thank you so much. For those who do not know the story of Ms. Primrose Ruocha, I would urge you to go and check out the progress. It looks like from a woman who came from Zimbabwe, when I remember when I was in Atlanta with her at the airport, she did not want to make any eye contact with anyone, and she actually was blind in one eye. And I have witnessed over 9 now on her 10th surgery through a foundation called Hennepin Healthcare Foundation, where one of my really close friends from graduate school made that possible. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars in surgery for free for her. She has, since she came here with us, she is now living independently. She's living in a place that is being paid for by a well-wisher. She's working on getting her children coming here to the U.S. But the most important thing is she's gained her confidence and her life back. Sometimes I don't even recognize Primrose, and that is the power of loving a woman in the work that we're doing, loving the whole of herself. She still has, however, Smavi, has a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
The level of burn that she incurred was the one we call fourth degree burn.
Mm-hmm.
And so she still has, I would say, maybe even in the 20-something levels of different surgeries to just give her face back. Having said that, we are tapping out of funds because this foundation, you know, could only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
So October 1st, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we are actually launching our first ever fundraiser in commemoration of honoring Primrose's journey. And we are planning to raise at least $20,000 because her needs are about $14,000 for the next surgery. And then the rest for some of her upkeep and also her daily living expenses if she is not working.
Where would the fundraiser be? And for those that want to participate, where can they find that information and sign up?
Absolutely. So I am very present on social media. I am present on Facebook, also on X, still calling it Twitter. Our website is www.pumulani.org, and Pumulani is spelled P as in Paul, H-U-M-U-L-A-N-I. You can find us there. If you cannot be physically present to fundraise, you can go and donate. And the beauty with our work is you can actually state where you want that funding to go so that we make sure it gets straight to Primrose. We're also hosting a luncheon and a breakfast fundraising event, which is being hosted by my city mayor, Mayor Lisa Jacobson. So we're doing it at St. Catherine University, if you're in Minnesota, if you're in St. Paul, or if you're in a city called Brooklyn Park, we're going to be hosting it at a private clubhouse. And you can reach out to me directly for that information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Todzoka kwamuri maichi famba kuti vasikana ava vechidiki vari kuti zvimwe zvavangati ivo nuna dzavari kunyanya kusangana nadzo ndedzipi uyezve imi muri kuvabatsira sei?
Sezvandambotaura pekutanga mavelas kuti gore rinoyi kune nzara. Kare pataitaura kuti zvinhu zvaoma taitarisa vasikana vari kumaruwa kunyanya, asi zvino tikutotarisawo kunyange vasikana vari kugara matinoti mumahigh density vari kutoomerwa. Vana vari kushaiwa mari yekuenda kuchikoro, vana vari kushaiwa mari yekutenga zvikwanisiro zvekuti kana nguva iya yekuteera yakwana vange vachibatsirika. Vana vamwe vachona vanenge vari mumisha yekuti anenge ari atinoti kachirungu machild headed families, mumwe mwana ari kutochengetawo vamwe vana. Uye pavanenge vachichengetwa pacho kana neveukama, munhu anenge achingoti ndakupa pekugara, vamwe vacho vakutoshandiswa sevashandi padzimba, havachaendeswe kuchikoro kwavakanzi kusva kuendesai kana kuti havachakwanisi kubatsirwa nezvimwe. wanai kuti vanhu vari muno matineti maidentity sebab vari kuchoshaya mari yekuti mhuri idye kuti vazochiwana mari dzekubatanidza kuti nguva yayo yekuteera kana yakwana vana vabatsirike hazvichakwanisike uye vana vai vane vana vavo vari kuti ivo vane nhamo yekuzvichengeta ivo pachavo voti kuchengeta vana vavo vavanenge vabara ndo zvinhu zviri kuvanetsa saka kazhinji kacho patinouya tichitsvaga rubatsiro hatidi kuramba tichatema kuti rambai muchitipa chikafu kana kuti rambai muchitipa zvikwanisiro zvekuti nguva yekuteera kana yakwana vabatsirike pakutokumbira kuti vakatanga kuita mibato yemaoko dzinovabatsira kuti vakwanise kuita zvinhu zvinoramba zvichivapa mari unongodai usina kuwanda zvakanyanya asi vanokwanisa kuchengetedzeka vasingachange vachimbunyikidzwa neveukama kana kumbunyikidzwa nevanhu vanosangana navo mumigwagwa kana kumbunyikidzwa nevamwe vanhuwo zvavo vanenge vachida kuedza kuita sevanovabatsira
saka vanenge vachida kushanda nesangano renyu vanokuwana ipapi
isusu mavelasi sezvandambotaura tiri mumaprovhinsi mashanu ezimbabwe asi tine mahofisi edu mukaenda papoto dzedu dzemumhepo pafacebook patwitter palinkedin painstagram munoona kuti pane maadresi ekwatinowanikwa muprovhinsi yega yega mune senta uyezve hofisi yatinokwanisa kuwanikwa asiwo munokwanisa kutibata paemail inoti shamwari yemwanasikana @gmail.com kana kuti munokwanisa kuenda pawebsite redu rinokuitai kuti mukwanise kutaura nesu rinoti www.shamwariyemwanasikana.org kana kuenda papoto dzedu dzemumhepo pandataura paya mukangonoisa meseji yenyu ipapo tinokudairai uye kutibata panhamba dzinoteera 0772607384 hatisi kungobatsira vana vane matambudziko chete vamwe vatoriwo nevana vavo vanoda kudzidziswa zvakasiyana siyana vanoda kudzidza zveutungamiri vanoda kudzidza zvesexual reproductive health rights vanoda kuchengetedzwa pavagere vanokwanisa kujoina maclub edu muzvikoro vanokwanisa kujoina madandaro edu vanokwanisawo kuuya kunyange vana baba nevakomana chaivo inoshanda navo zvakare
aiwa thank you so much apo tatiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai ekendi achifamba vanova ivo mutungamiri wesangano reshamwari yemwanasikana we come back to you Miss Dondo if you can also tell us where people can follow you to hear about all these projects that you're doing
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So we do have a presence on Facebook. You can either reach my personal account, which is Comfort Dondo on Facebook. We also have our page Pomulani on Facebook. We are also found on Twitter or X. But I think the best one would be the Facebook. We are more responsive to that. And I'll repeat again, our website is www.pomulani.org. Our phone number is +1 612 251 9421. That's our office number. You can reach us at, it's actually a cell phone, but we can also be reached out on WhatsApp.
And are you also working with women in Zimbabwe?
We are working with women in Zimbabwe. We get a lot of calls from actually across the globe. As you know, Zimbabweans are all over the diaspora. So we do get referral, just like we got Primrose. She was based in Pretoria in South Africa, and we went to get her from South Africa. We have received calls from women in Zimbabwe who are in the Arab region, in some Southeast Asian countries. So we are very much connected to a
Thank
network
you.
That is global.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Comfort Dondo of Pumulani. Thank you, ladies. And that brings us to the end of our show. We also want to thank those that were streaming with us. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Thank you.